Behind the podium in the East High Multipurpose Area were two Anchorage Assembly members, three state legislators, the Anchorage Fire Chief, and the Anchorage Police Chief. However, the bulk of the speaking came from the audience, although much of it required a response from Police Chief Mark Mew. Before the meeting, the two Assembly members, Paul Honeman and Mike Gutierrez, and two of the state legislators, Representative Pete Peterson and Senator Bill Welikowski, distributed their five-point plan for a safer Anchorage. But most speakers, like Becky Deal, had their own agenda.
I've been fighting drugs next door since I've moved in. And APD knows my street very well. They've been there a lot in the last 2 months. We've had a knifing, we've had a baby die, we've had a SWAT team, we've had all kinds of things going on there. And I'm to the point now where I just don't know what to do anymore. You know, you've always come to my calls, I've been happy with that, but now it's more like the whole preventative, the whole accountability thing needs to come into play.
Deal wants to direct that accountability toward landlords. She recently learned that to hold a landlord responsible under the municipal code, she had to complain about a disturbance.
If it's a domestic violence, I'm told, it doesn't really go against the landlord's record. Well, I don't care if they're killing each other. I'm going to call it a disturbance because they're disturbing me. At this point, I really don't know what to do. I'm looking for a new house.
After eight disturbance calls to a rental property in a calendar year, the landlord can be charged $500 per each additional police call. Deal would make that threshold after two calls. Chief Mew said the department is still getting used to the fairly new law, and he does want to make landlords more accountable in the future. A few speakers said they felt quite safe in Anchorage. Linda Callen responded that could depend upon gender.
Earlier, a man said that because he was not involved in drugs or alcohol or any of those things, that the possibility of him being, you know, murdered statistically was almost zero. Well, as a woman, I don't think I have that same luxury. If you look at the statistics, if I were a Native woman, I wouldn't have that luxury at all, whether or not I was involved in any of these other things.
The 2009 Uniform Crime Report for Anchorage showed forcible rape reports have continued a rising trend, standing as one of the worst in the nation. Longtime Community Patrol Leader Sam O'Connor urged individual involvement.
Whenever you call the police about somebody that's suspicious or you see a crime go down, that is community policing. And I encourage everybody to do that and also stick with it. Don't back off of it. If you have to go to court, do it. That's what we do, and it works.
The police chief was questioned about response time and priorities as well as manpower status. Mew also described an external audit ordered by Mayor Dan Sullivan to determine how effectively the police department uses its personnel and other resources. The results will likely influence next year's budget decisions. Those decisions include when the next police training academy is held. Honeman and Gutierrez have said the mayor unnecessarily delayed the academy and that the money was available but not used. Mew and several from the audience spoke about the percentage of alcohol or drug-influenced crimes. They said beside enforcement, more emphasis was needed on prevention and treatment. Scott Kohlhouse questioned if Anchorage really needed more police or simply to change enforcement priorities.
The question is, how many officers are serving on vice, and what are your thoughts on allocation? Could some of those be moved over to violent crimes?
A hand-raising tally showed the audience disagreed with suspending gambling, prostitution, and most drug enforcement. A couple of speakers said enforcement of lesser law-breaking, such as graffiti and even tinted window infractions, led to more overall respect for the law. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.